Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, a war brewed on the internet with all expressing their grievances. Kanye West, known for having bipolar disorder, is publicly going through a manic episode. During Paris's Fashion Week, West scrapped his Yeezy show for something more comedic, as he says. Candace Owens, a right-wing commentator, and others strutted the runway with White Lives Matter t-shirts. He then went on to Tucker Carlson's show, which is also known for its conservatism, where he spewed conspiracy theories about the Uvalde school massacre, saying they had already known beforehand. During the same interview, he also spoke on Lizzo's weight, saying they are promoting unhealthy standards. To top it off, West went on an anti-Semitic tirade where he posted screenshots on Instagram explaining that Sean Diddy Combs is controlled by shadowy Jewish people. The next day, he posted an anti-Semitic tweet saying he would go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. He has now been locked out from both his Twitter and Instagram accounts. Lines have been drawn on Twitter, where some are excusing his actions because of his mental illness, and others saying that mental illness cannot change someone so drastically. On the other side of the social media world, a convention ran by the streaming platform Twitch has been in its own rocky waters. A foam pit was deemed to be way too shallow, causing many people to be hurt. One notable person was Adriana Chechik, who broke her back in two different places from jumping into the pit. On some good news, the new trailer for Wednesday, a series centered around the infamous Addams Family, dropped, which has gotten many excited. The series will premiere on November 23rd. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Emily Teotonio.